Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Nun Ches. Begin at the very top of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Mazel Tov, those who finish the fifth parak, now begin the sixth parak of Maseches Zvachim. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Kachim Kachim Shishachtam Berosh HaMizbeach. We said that Kachim Kachim have to be done by the Tzafon. The question is, what happens if you're on the Mizbech itself? Is that considered there? So if it's done on the top of the Mizbech, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kilu Nishcha B'Tzafon, it's like it was done in the north of the Azar. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda Omer, Mechetzi Mizbech, V'Ladarim Kedarim, from the middle of the Mizbech and down towards the south, is considered in the south. Mechetzi Mizbech, L'Tzafon, Ketzafon, from half and up. And Tzafon is considered in the Tzafon. Right, so it depends where you did it on that particular place. Says the Gemara. Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Hayu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulam Mizbech Tzafon Kai. The entire area of the Mizbeach was in the Tzafon. Umay Ki Ilu. And what does it mean when it says, as if it's in the north? What do you say? Say it's in the north. Ma'o Detema Be'inan Al Yerech Valeka. You may have said that we need kachim kachim to be shechted. Al yerech means at the side of the mizbech, and since you don't have that over here, therefore no good. Kumash malan, that's as if it was done in the tzafon, therefore it's going to be fine, no problem. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Ravasi. Elameata, okay. If this is the case, then Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. It says a kachim kachim shechted on the southern half of it are no good. Hachinami the chetzi b'tzafon v'chetzio ba'darom comes out. Then must be that half of it was in the north and half it was in the south. Chitim hachinami. If you want to say yeah, that's true. Va'at hu da'amet mishid Rabbi Yochanan. You're the one who said the name Rabbi Yochanan that modi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda that is maskim she'im shechton kineged. Kinegdan b'karka psula. The one shechts kachim kachim on the ground opposite the mizbech in the place, like where the mizbech is, then the shechita is no good. Which seems to be telling us that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the entire mizbech was actually in the south and not in the north. Entirely in the south and not at all in the north. Amalei, Ravashi says back to Rav Zeh, says, Hachika Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what he's saying. Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu, both Rav Yossi and Rav Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, they learn out their shtiklich from the same pasuk. Right? How do you understand it? Pasuk says, V'zavachta Allah v'salosecha v'eshlamecha. Pasuk says that you have to make a mizbech, adama, tassu, you're going to make a mizbech, and you shecht on it your ola and your shlamim. All right, so it's saying somebody can shech both the Ola, which is Kachim Kachim, and Shlamim, Kachim Kalim, on the Mizbech. So what part of the Mizbech will be good for it? We can do that. If Yossi Savar Kulo La Ola, the Kulo La Shlamim. He says the Pasuk teaching that all of the Mizbech is okay, is good, it's Ra'oi to be to bring in Ola, and all of it for Shlamim. If Yossi Yehuda Savar Chetzel Ola, the Chetzel Shlamim. No, only half is good for the Ola, and half is good for the Shlamim. Rav Yossi is of the opinion that the entire Mizbeach was in the north, and he learns off the Pasuk, V'zavachta Olav, you shall shecht on it, that Kachim Kachim can be shechted anywhere on the Mizbeach. Rav Yehuda, he says that the entire Mizbeach was actually in the south, but he learns out from that Pasuk that the Torah considers the Shechita of Kachim Kachim, allows the Kachim Kachim on the northern part of the Mizbeach, even though it's all in the south. Because if you want to think that all of it is kosher for bringing in Ola, the Rabbi Yossi is saying, then hashta kula la Ola kosher. If that's true, then kula shlamim. Boy, you even have to tell me that the whole thing is going to be good for a shlamim. So therefore, it must be it's taking shlamim to teach you a different din over here, that only half of it is going to be good for an Ola. Ve'idach, and now Rabbi Yossi says the entire thing is good for an Ola. What is he? How does he explain why the pasuk had to teach the kinds of the shlamim can be done there? Itzrich says, no, you need to teach it. You know why? Because hakatat chamina ola hu didachik li v'makom. You would have thought that it's only in the case of an ola where somebody is dachik li makom. He's pressed for a makom, for a place, for a space, that the Torah allows it to be done on the mizbeach. Rashi says, katan, v'dachuk. It's very tight there. Shein kashala elot safon. Only the north is good. Am sha'olos merubos. There's a lot of olos. V'talim ha'malkam. It's very, you know, tight. Very, very, very crowded. V'hich shilahen ha'kasav rosh mizbech. Therefore, allowed to be done. Aval shlamim d'ol dachuk l'makam. It's not dachuk when it comes to shlamim. Emaloch. So the Torah isn't allowed to be done on the mizbech. Kamash palah. And therefore, comes to teach it. Even the shlamim can be brought on the mizbech. Gufa, let's take it back. Where? Come Rabbi Asi, come Rabbi Yochanan. Moder Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he's a mimasim. Shim shachtan kenegdim kenegdan. Bekar kapsul said if you shachtan kotcha kotchim on the ground by the mizbech, that they're going to be no good. Puzzle. Amar leir of Achim hidivti Ravina. My kenegdan bekarka. When he says lashon opposite them on the karka, what does that mean? On the ground. What is that? If you want to say it's talking about the ama of the base of the mizbech or the ama on the ledge, then we got a problem. High gufe mizbechu. That's actually the mizbech itself. V'od, right? Because we said opposite the mizbech, but you're saying it's part of the actual mizbech. So kachum shechted on the base and the ledge. The tzafan should be good according to Yosef Yehuda. Should be no problem. The old my kenegedan bekarka. And also, what does it mean when it says kenegedan bekarka? According to what you explained, this is not actually on the ground. It's on the ledge or on the base. It's not the actual karka. V'chitem, if you want to say David mechilos bekarka v'shachad b'hu, if you want to say where somebody made mechilos these openings in the ground, like little dug a little bit in the ground. Right underneath the mizbech and the shech the kachum in that area can't be. In such a case, would even the mizbech be good? Tanya, we learned in a braisa, the beginning of the pasuk we quoted before, mizbech adama tazali, make a mizbech adama. Shehei mechubel me adama means it's got to be connected to the ground. Can't dig like a little cavity, a little hole underneath it. Shaliv nilo al gabi mechilos v'lo gabi kippin. You can't build it on top of these open areas or on top of arches. So that can't be what we're talking about. So the Gemara, lo tzvicha debatzri batzurei. We're talking about what's the case where they took away a little bit from the mizbeach. They took away, right? What does that mean? They made it smaller. They made it a smaller mizbech, and therefore the area that would have been taken up by the mizbech is now there's open area over there, and it's done in that space. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Efshar Isa Laha de Rabbi Yochanan velo tenina la b'masizan. It's a possible that Yochanan's shtekel is true, and we didn't learn it in the Mishnah. Of course, there's going to be a Mishnah that's going to allude to this particular point, right? Says the Amar Omer Haya Rabbi Yosi Kule Mizbeach Betzafon Kai Velo Taninan La Shum Remez B'Mishnah B'Shisha Starim. It doesn't mention at all anywhere this statement that the Mizbeach is found all in the north. So they went out investigating. Nafak Dak V'Ashgach. He went out, he checked it, and he found an allusion to it. Rashi says B'Mishnas Tamid B'Mishnas Tamid. Did Tanami learn Tanim Mishnah Tamid? They would select from there fine pieces of wood of a fig tree. Yeah, Rashi says, Beru Misham means Midir Ha'etzim. That's from the storehouse of wood. And they found over there fine pieces of wood from the fig tree. Rashi says, Bishal Ta'ena Hayu Regilin. V'tama Gadahu Shebo Haisa Takana L'Adam Harishan V'yasalahem Chaguros. That's what they made the belt for Adam Harishan. Cover themselves over with that. Right? There's other types of wood that could be used, but they were usually the wood of the fig tree because it was a takana to fix up with the Adam and Chava when it says that they brought together fig leaves and they covered themselves over. L'sader ma'aracha shnia shel kataras. They took that in order to set up the second ma'aracha where the coals were used to burn the kataras. Keneged Karen Ma'arovas Dromis, this was set up, this pyre was set up by the southwest corner of the Mizbech. Moshuch min HaKeren, Klapei Tzofen Arba Amos, was pulled in 4 Amos to the north from the corner. Be'omeid Chameh Sain Gechalim, and they put enough wood there that they would estimate was enough for 5 Sa'ah of coal. coals. Uber Shabbos, but Omid Shmonis Sain Gichalim, and on Shabbos they put enough wood that they would estimate enough to bring 8 saw of coal. Shisham Hayu Nostin Shne Bezichei Levona Shalechem Apanim. There, on the second pyre, the 2 spoons of the Levona of the Lechem Apanim were put and burned every Shabbos. Umay Simana. Right, so Rav Zeir is showing how Rav Yochanan's statement that Rav Yossi, he put the Mizbech on the north, can we learn that from this Mishnah? Umay Simana, now what's the, why would they do this? What's the reason they would set up this mark? Why does the Mishnah say that it's got to be 4 amos north of the Mizbech, southwest corner? Rav Yossi, he says, this, it must be, it's Rav Yossi, Detanya, we learned ten abayis. Beep, turn the page. Chesam abayis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ze simen. This is the siman. Kol hanital bifnim linasein b'chutz. Anything that's taken from the inside to be put outside, right? From inside to be put on the outer mizbeach. Einu nosin ela b'samach she'ein lifnim. It's put on the part of the outer mizbeach that's closest to the inside, to the entrance of the heichal. Rashi says, "Eno nitan bechutz al mizbech chitzon ela besamach letzad pnim sheim b'mizbech chitzon makom asamach lefnim yosef b'mena." There's nothing closer than that. V'chol hanital bechutz inasam lefnim. Anything that's taken from the outer mizbech to be put inside, eno nital ela besamach shein lefnim. It's taken only from the part of the outer mizbech that is closest to the inside, and. Let's break it down first. Kol anita b'fnim linasim b'chutz. When Rishis says anything taken from inside, from the inside, my new, but kol anita b'fnim linasim b'chutz. My new, what is it talking about? Ilem ishiram. We say it's talking about the leftover dam of the inner chatas, which was taken from inside and poured on the base of the mizbech. Then why do you need to tell me that? The hedik sivavu. That said straight up, Al Yisod Mizbech HaOla Asher Pesach Ol Moed. Right, the Pasuk says it. When it says Pesach Ol Moed, it's telling you that the Shiram of Dam poured on the part of the Mizbech that's closest to the entranceway of the Ol Moed. Therefore, you don't need to teach me that. Vesu. And furthermore, Kol Anita B'chutz Nidasa B'fnim, anything that's taken from the outside to be put on the inside, my Nihu, what is that talking about? Ilem Gechala Mishal Yom Kippur, we're going to say it's the Kozul of Yom Kippur, which is taken from the outer Mizbeach to be burned, and then to use to burn the Ketoris and the Kiddush Kedashim. Magic Sibu, that's it straight up. Pasuk says, V'lokach Melo Machta Gachalei Eish. Right, this is straight up. And when it says, the end of the pasuk has got to be before Hashem. That's coming to tell you that's got to be the one that's closest to there. So therefore, you don't need to teach me that. Ella, what's going on here? Ella, kol hanita b'fnim linasim b'chutz. When it says anything that's taken from the inside to be put on the outside mizbeach, shnei b'zichei levona shalachem apanim. It's talking about the 2 spoons of levona of the lechem apanim to gamim mishiraim. Rashi teaches that. That we learn out the din of the Lavona from that of the leftover blood of the inner chatas. Just like the Shiurei Dam are poured onto the part of the Mizbeach that's closest to the Ol Moed, so the Lavona is also burnt on the Mizbeach that's closest to that as well. Now, Anita L'chutz L'nasim B'fnim, and what's the flip? What does that mean? It's taken from the outside of the other Mizbeach to put on the inside. Gecholim dechol yoma v'yoma. He's talking about the coals of the Ketoris every single day. We know you burn the Mizbeach, we burn the Ketoris every single day, 2 times a day, in the morning and the afternoon. And that was taken from the outer Mizbeach and put on the inner Mizbeach. The Gamer Migecholim shel yoma kippurim. He is teaching that we learn out the law of the coals of every day from the coals of Yom Kippur. And just like that of Yom Kippur, taken from the part of the Mizbech that's closest to the Ol Moed, so too the coals of every day is taken from there as well. Kum techos nadarain, right, so what comes out to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, this pyre that the Levona was burned, and which the coals of the Ketoris were taken from, had to be right by the Ol Moed, by the entranceway. And the Mishnah from Talmud, which puts this 4 amas north of the southwest corner, it must be going according to this. All that's left now is where was the Mizbech, according to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Where it was, if he wants to say the entire Mizbech was found in the south, then Esrim v'sheva boi lemeisei. One would have to bring this pyre 27 amos north from the southwestern corner to be opposite the entrance of the Pesach Hol Moed, and not just 4 amos, like the Mishnah actually spells out, right? Because the entrance of the of this area was 10 amos wide, 5 amos in the north of the Chatzer, and 5 amos in the south. So if the entire Mizbech was in the south, then only the 5 of the northmost amos would be opposite the entrance of the Hol Moed. And since the Mizbech was 32 amos from north to south, you'd have to move it out 27 amos from the southwest corner until it was opposite the entrance of the sanctuary. Right? Zagzot, the Hilga Rashi. Yeah. Now, v'nami, k'savar kedushas heichal v'ulam chadahi. And even if you want to say that he says that the kedusha of the heichal and the kedusha of the sanctuary and of the ulam, the antechamber, is one, esrim v'tarti by meisi. Well, they'd have to bring it 22 amos north from that corner. If you want to say that it's half and half, then chatzer by the meisei would have to be 11 amos. So they'll have to move it 6. So it must be the 4 amos are needed because Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire thing was in the north. Vahani arba amos, and the reason for the 4 amos are ama yisod, 1 ama of the mizbech, the base of the mizbech. Ama Soviv, one for the ledge. Ve Ama Makom Karnos, the place of the horns. Ve Ama Makom Ragli Ekoanim, where the Koanim could actually stand. So, the Chimaski Lekame, Tfe Su Leka Pesach, because if it's moved further, it's no longer going to be opposite the entrance of the sanctuary. Well, there you have it, folks. It comes out that from the Mishnah and Tamid that according to Rabbi Yossi, the entire Mizbech was in the north of the courtyard. And now we understand this whole idea of Rabbi Yochanan. It's got to be. It's found somewhere. But now the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Maybe not. Maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. Amar Avada Ba'ava. Hamani, who's the Mishnah going like? Rabbi Huda. It's a Mishnah of Rabbi Huda. The time of the Tanabrai. So Rabbi Huda, Amir Mizbech, Mimutza, Ve'omi, Be'emsa, Hazara. The Mizbech stood exactly in the middle of the Azara. So half was in the north and half was in the south. And it was 32 amos wide. Esar amos can I get a pistol sheichal? Its middle 10 amos were opposite the entrance of the heichal, the sanctuary. Achas esrei amos mikan, v'achas esrei amos mikan. 11 amos, one on one side and one was on the other. Nimsa mizbeach mechuvan can I get heichal? It comes out that it was exactly, it was opposite the heichal there, right? So it was kinei heichal. So how can you say that this goes like Rabbi Huda? So Rabbi Huda chatzre boi lemeisei. According to that, it would have to bring 11 amos north from the mizbech southwestern corner to be opposite to the heichal. And the Mishnah said it's got to be 4 amos. V'kasaver kedusha seichal v'ulam chada milsei. If you say it's 1, then shishpah you may say, so it's got to be 6. So you can't be right. So it's going to be misaver tani arba amos. B'hadei ama yusod v'amas soviv. What do you think? It includes that of the basin of the ledge? Arba amos bar mi ama yusod v'amas soviv. So therefore we could say that kedusha seichal v'ulam is chada, and then it's 6, and you drop off 2, and you end up having 4. So everything is good now, in which case you don't have a raya to tell us that it was Rabbi Yossi, and he puts it all the way in the north. Oh, v'nokmik Rabbi Yossi, says Gemara. Well, why don't we just say, why do you think it's Rabbi Huda? Why don't we say it's Rabbi Yossi? Say that it's Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, ube memutza. and say that Yossi puts the Mizbeach in the middle of the courtyard. The whole purpose is to show, right, we're trying to show that the Mishnah, here, you're not proving that Yossi puts the entire Mizbeach in the north. Okay, fine. So say that that's the case, but say that we're going according to Rav Yossi. Why do you switch it to say that it's like Rav Yehuda and it's in the middle? Say it's like Rav Yossi and it's in the middle. Says the Gemara, no, Mishum de Rav Yehuda, Shmana Leim, and Musa Behedya. Because we heard from Rav Yehuda that it stood exactly in the middle, and Rav Yossi doesn't have any other place that he says that straight up that it was explicitly in the middle. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, pick up next time with another opinion of where it could, of who it was, in that Mishnah and Talmud. Till then, I want to wish all y'all a great day.